This is Tom Warren, and we continue today our study of the question, is the believer saved before he's baptized? My friends, this is such an all-important question. Whether or not you really are saved by the blood of Christ is the most important question that any human mind can address itself to. And I urge you to take your Bible and study with me as I call your attention to these various things from the sacred Word of God. As we closed last time, I was pointing out that if one espouses the view that one is saved the very moment he believes, that is, if he espouses the view that he is saved by faith only, before and without any further acts of obedience, and in particular before and without being baptized into Christ, then he obligates himself to find a number of passages in the Bible which, as a matter of fact, cannot be found. Now, as I continue that today, I point out number four. I mentioned this just briefly, but didn't have the time to discuss it very thoroughly. They obligate themselves to find a passage which teaches that one can be saved while refusing to confess Jesus Christ. Remember now that Jesus taught in Matthew chapter 10, verses 32 to 33, that if you confess him before men here on earth, then he will confess you before the Father. But if you deny him before men, he will deny you before the Father. Now take your Bible and read in John chapter 12, verses 42 and 43, and you will find that among the rulers of the Jews there were some who believed on him. But because of the Pharisees, of whom they were afraid, lest they be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God, they refused to confess him. And that doesn't mean they just refused to confess him one time. But the imperfect tense in the Greek Testament conveys the idea that they kept on not confessing him. Now, friends here who are believers, who love men more than they do God, and will not confess the Lord. Now, the Lord said that he would not confess such people before the Father. It is therefore clear that here are some believers who were not saved, not children of God. In the fifth place, those who hold the salvation by faith alone theory obligate themselves to find a passage which teaches that one can be saved while remaining a child of the devil. Since John chapter 8, verses 30 to 44, shows that one can be a believer in Christ and still be a child of the devil. But this, of course, is absurd. No one can be both a child of God and a child of the devil at one and the same time. But it does make clear that one can believe on the Christ and still not be a child of God and therefore still remain a child of the devil. It therefore makes clear that the view that one is saved by faith alone, before and without, obeying our Lord and being baptized, is simply not true. In the sixth place, those who hold to the theory of salvation by faith alone obligate themselves to find a passage which teaches that salvation is out of Christ. Now, I say this because Romans chapter 6, verse 3 teaches that one is baptized into Christ. Nowhere in the Bible does it say that we believe in the Christ. But salvation is in Christ. Now, if the only way you can enter Christ is by being baptized, and if salvation is in Christ, and it is, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 10, then one does not become saved at the point of his faith. And so, the devotees of this view obligate themselves to find the passage which teaches that salvation is out of Christ. But it doesn't teach that. It teaches that salvation is in Christ, 2 Timothy 2:10 and 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 to 19. In the seventh place, they obligate themselves to find a passage which teaches that one can be saved without becoming a child of God, since Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27 teaches that one becomes a son of God in Christ and that one is baptized into Christ. And so surely we can see, all of us, that the view that one is saved by faith alone, before and without being baptized, is not in harmony with Bible teaching. Be with us next time as we continue this vital study.